Hello, today is Friday, January the 8th, 2021, and you're listening to the Grains Matter Chatter podcast presented by Northcore Grains. I'm your host, Dolores Foster, and I'm joined today by my co-host, Mr. Jeffrey Guy.
Good afternoon, everybody.
So firstly, we would like to wish everyone a happy new year, and hopefully everyone got a little bit of a break over the Christmas holidays.
Everybody pretty much had a different type of holiday this year than Dolores.
I think so, yes. That's right. Yeah. So our last podcast was on December 18th, and a lot has happened since then.
Oh, it's been one wild ride in the markets here. Just throw out some quick numbers. Spot corn back in December 18th was $226. Today it's $254.
That's crazy.
$28 increase.
So we took a break from the podcast, but we didn't take much of a break from work, but that's all good.
Well, the markets have been busy. People have been, lots of people have been rewarding the markets with contracts. Mm-hmm. You know, it never hurts to lock in a good price.
I was actually thinking about that today. I was going to ask you, Jeff, like what's the right marketing strategy for right now? The prices are really good, but it's still a long time till harvest. We haven't even got anything in the ground yet. Like, what's your advice?
Well, everybody has some different feelings on how much they should pre-sale mm-hmm. before harvest, before even the crops are planted. However, I think this year, my pretty much standard advice to everybody has been make more sales this year, mm-hmm. but for lesser amounts each time.
Okay.
And it's just because there still is lots of potential for the markets to go much higher. Mm-hmm. However, things can always change. And when they start to go down,
you're always kicking yourself for something. Oh, I should have sold sooner. I should have waited.
Should have sold more. Yeah. Should have sold less. You know. But it never hurts to lock in a profit at the current prices, you know, that are offered for this fall, it's got to be profitable.
That's right. So I think that's the key thing, that you're profitable.
That's it. You keep going, stay in business when you do that. Yeah. So if we look back here again, a little more at the prices. So like soybeans, there's been the wildest ride.
Yes.
Soybeans are up. Spot soybeans are up $73 since our last podcast.
Wow.
So even this week, soybeans are up, what is that? That's $25 for this week. It's just amazing. You know, in my writings there on the website, I talk a lot about volatility and potential volatility in the markets. Mm-hmm. And we've seen that this week. You know, we'll have the one negative day. We have, you know, big ups and then pull back. The one day it was looking like soybeans were going to go limit up. Mm-hmm. Then they pulled back. But then they came back up, wasn't the next day, but the day after that. So there's lots of volatility in the markets, potential volatility, and that potential volatility, it's everything that has to do with supply and demand right now.
For sure.
It's all volatile. And right down to currency, if we want to talk about our currency right now, our Canadian dollar is at near the highest it's been since April of 2018 versus the U.S. And that's not because of what's happening in Canada. That's because of what's happening in the U.S.
That's right. The U.S. dollar is weakening, right?
Yeah, so. Weakening and
which historically is not very good for our grain prices, but here we are.
Well, it's higher Canadian dollar should mean lower local basis.
Yep.
But a weaker U.S. dollar helps their exports, which should mean higher prices on Chicago. So we should get higher Chicago prices, maybe lower Canadian bases, but hopefully in the long run we're better off. And so far we are. Yes. We're much better off. And I don't really want to talk about U.S. politics, but that is part of the volatility right now is what's happening in the U.S. and what will some of the major trading partners, how will they deal with the president-elect when he gets in there? You know, that is part of it. More volatility, oil prices. So the higher oil prices this week were just up over $50 US a barrel and West Texas crude. That's kind of a benchmark oil price. And that's because Saudi Arabia surprised the market by cutting production.
Mm-hmm.
So higher oil prices should help the ethanol industry.
Yes.
Ethanol industry is a big part of demand in the U.S., you know, like around a third of the U.S. production plus. And that U.S. demand for ethanol, I think right now, is running somewhere in the 80-85% of pre-pandemic levels. But when I was reading about ethanol this week, like it's so strange things you can read. Because here I read about an ethanol plant closing because they couldn't operate it profitably. And then I read about ethanol demand is maybe increasing some and some other plants are booming. They're trading higher. And then, but with the higher prices of corn, you know, that has the potential to put a downer on ethanol. But the higher price oil helps to bring ethanol prices up. But let's go from the U.S. market, which is just major demand on corn for ethanol, into our Canadian market.
Mm-hmm.
And we seem to be having maybe larger lockdowns in Canada because of the current pandemic.
For sure.
At least in Quebec. Don't be out after 8 o'clock or you're in trouble. So, and the... how is that going to affect the demand for gas and ethanol?
Yes.
And here in Eastern Ontario, like we have a large ethanol plant. There's one here in Eastern Quebec also, or Western Quebec, sorry. Takes a lot of corn. If ethanol demand goes down, that hurts corn demand.
And right,
corn basis.
The ethanol, it never really got back up to, right, the COVID hit in the spring and the ethanol plants reduced production because people aren't driving. And now, again, we're in lockdown again, so you would think less people driving around and less need
it's
for...
definitely has to be a concern.
Yes, and, absolutely.
I think some of that concern actually has been reflected in some local basis levels.
For sure.
Not just stronger Canadian dollar, but also some local basis levels going forward here. But flat price on corn is still very good.
It is, right now. Yes.
So, you know, there's a little bit about ethanol and some of the volatility for the corn market. We should touch a little bit on the wheat market. The wheat market is maybe one of the simpler markets right now. Because it's truly, even though wheat is harvested around the world, something like 10 months of the year. So there's always wheat news out there. Australia, Ukraine, Soviet Union, France, all through the Middle East, everywhere. Everybody yep. grows wheat. But the U.S. side of wheat right now, the supply-demand is, supplies are getting lower in the U.S. for really for all the wheats, the soft red winter, the hard red winter, and hard red spring. And it's just steadily helping prices. Where prices are building up in that... It's a nice old-fashioned marketplace right now. It doesn't seem to be affected as much by some of the things that are in the corn and soybean market. So things are looking fairly positive on the wheat side. I hope I'm not jinxing it, but they are looking fairly positive.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
But soybeans and corn are the big markets, and the volatility in those two markets. And what's the big thing we talk about a lot of times for soybeans and corn?
We talk about China a lot. I actually have a question about China. So I read an article this week. I think you read it as well. And it talked about potentially seeing more and more frequent corn purchases from China. I guess I wanted to ask, like, what are your thoughts on that? What do you think that's going to do for our marketplace?
Well, so right now, the price of corn in China is almost at a real close to a record high. Same thing for soybeans. And those high prices in China just shows that they have demand in China.
Yeah.
And their prices, when I say they're high in China, it's like three times as much as the Chicago price. So they can import corn and beans.
A lot cheaper than what they're paying for at home, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's what's been driving our prices, the Chicago price. So is China, you know, we read that one report this week about more frequent purchases from China. I think it was just a couple, less than 2 weeks ago when I wrote on the website the one morning how one columnist said more purchases from China and the next columnist said, no, they're just going to hold steady.
Yeah.
So it's, there's varied opinions out there, but any demand is good. And China can have such large demand that it's great for the markets. And that's what we've got going through right now.
Yeah.
The U.S. is the currently the only major exporter of corn in the marketplace. Argentina has recently put a little ban on further exports. They want to keep enough corn for their domestic market until the new crop's there. Brazil was next to being out of corn earlier this year. So in the Ukraine, corn stocks were down this year. Production levels were down a little bit lower. The Ukraine is historically, I think, third or fourth largest exporter of corn in the world. So the U.S. is the marketplace right now. Or the U.S. is the supermarket for everybody to come to get the corn. That's helping prices.
It is, yes.
So I didn't answer a lot about China. You know, it's such an unknown. Things can change on a daily basis. Like what I wrote this morning about last week, export sales were a disappointment out of the U.S. China actually canceled more. China canceled, once again, canceled more soybean orders than they made last week. And that should be a big negative for the market. So that came out yesterday, and the market was up strong today. So the fundamentals don't always push the marketplace.
And this was kind of the last, like I was thinking of some questions for the podcast this week, and this was kind of the last question I had was, in the past, I think a lot of people's marketing decisions have been made on historical averages, right? So now things, right, the fundamentals aren't making sense. So is that still the right marketing strategy to look at the historical averages?
Well, we have to look to history. We have to look to the past to project into the future. And our markets are that way all the time. So when we're saying it's the fundamentals aren't meaning everything. However, the market still will trade on it a lot. But it's just there's so many outside things now, the political events that are happening and the potential demand of China where they have not been in there before and who knows where it will be going forward. But like their hog herd is supposedly back at 90% of pre-African swine flu levels. Takes a lot of soybeans for protein for the hogs, even a lot of corn to feed them too. And as the Chinese market, as they're looking to react more like the Westerners of the world, I guess, eat more meat, and that they have to produce it. And what is there, 1.3 or 1.4 billion people, China, India, you know, yeah, much the same. They look to the U.S. for production, look to South America. You know, we talk a little bit about the fundamentals in South America right now. Maybe they've started harvest soybeans in northern Brazil. It's just a small amount in the north compared to the whole country. But they've started to harvest. Maybe their numbers will be down a little bit from earlier projections. Argentina might be down a little bit more. It looks like it's drier in Argentina. Mm-hmm. But so those fundamentals will give the market directions, and then some of this geopolitical stuff will push it even a little further. And then there's these other words that they're almost curse words for the market, is managed money.
Yes.
Why I say it's sometimes negative, sometimes positive. Managed money has really helped to support the market going up.
For sure.
Like there's talk that there's a lot of managed money coming out of the stocks and that into the agricultural markets right now because they see this as a hedge against inflation somehow. It's another economic lesson for another day. Somebody will give them to me someday. But as managed money has like record levels of investment in corn and soybeans right now. Mm-hmm. If something negative does happen, like just say China says, nope, Mr. Biden, we're not buying anything more from the U.S. and
yeah, rip up the trade agreement.
We're not doing that. You know, managed money starts to, they bail on the contracts, they sell out, and the price just plummets.
And that can happen, like, real quick. Scary. Yeah.
So in the same token, so there's some of the fundamentals, and then the managed money coming in there just exacerbates all the, is that a word,
exaggerates, I
exaggerates
think.
All the, oh my, exaggerates all what happens with the fundamentals. So next week on Tuesday, we have a big fundamental report coming out.
Yes, the USDA reports next Tuesday. And this is a big one, too.
A potentially big one.
Yes, you're right.
The January report, they report final yields for the previous harvest. This is until they amend it again in the next two or three or four reports. But this is a big one. Final yields come out. They'll update the stocks. Like, where are they going to put the stocks with the exports that have been happening in corn and soybeans? But they can always amend that yield a bushel or two one way or the other, and that can drive prices up or down. We have seen some limit up or down days on with this report. So it's an unknown, and the USDA has been known to throw surprises at people. So even though I'm sure first of the week I'm going to read a lot of reports how they have to decrease stocks numbers for the end of the year because exports have been so strong, and they're looking to China to keep purchasing. But it doesn't matter what the USDA says, the market will trade on those fundamentals for a few days, mm-hmm. at least. So Tuesday is a big day. That's Tuesday at 12 o'clock.
Yes.
And how do we take some of that volatility out of the marketplace? By setting
target orders.
Target orders. And we want to congratulate everybody that's had target orders hit over the last few weeks.
Yes, even target orders when you're sitting there writing it up and you're like, I mean, I hope so. You're pretty optimistic, and they've hit. Oh, and congratulations to them for.
I remember setting target orders for $500 for soybeans.
Yeah.
And telling the farmers, he said, a lot of things are going to have to change, you know. And now those soybeans for this fall now are $522. You know, it was crazy. One farmer and I had a big discussion about it even after the target order hit. He brought it up to me. I remember you told me.
Yeah. So,
but it's great to see that volatility has brought prices up, not pulled them down this year.
For sure.
I think that's a big thing to think about maybe before the USDA report. If you don't have some much crop sold for next year, maybe setting some target orders because, again, we could see some volatility when this report comes out. You know, we could see major up or down swings until the market digests the report. You know, report that yields are up and all of a sudden the market will go down. And then they'll say, but stock numbers are down, and then that will push the yield up or that will push the market back up. Like, it just, things happen quick in the marketplace, and volatility is there. So, anyhow, talking about the markets, I could talk all day about so much has happened over this last little while, and this has been the Cole's Notes version of it.
Yes, it has.
Anybody has any questions anytime can give us a call, and for sure. I'm sure I can get you confused about them. So.
Well, we just wanted to say thank you very much for tuning in, and we're really excited about our podcast for 2021. We're working on getting some great content out to you guys, lined up some awesome guest speakers to talk about a lot of different topics, and
I think in saying that with the guest speakers too, Dolores, if there's anything that anybody would like us to talk about,
yes, let us know.
Let us know. We'll work it in. So,
well, thanks for tuning in this week, and we'll see you next week.
Bye for now. Have a great weekend. Bye bye.